This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. North Korean state media reported Wednesday a top official in North Korea said South Korea and the United States are risking a huge security crisis by choosing to escalate tensions. The comments are from Kim Yong-chol, a general and politician who played a leading role during historic summits between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and former U.S. President Donald Trump. He criticized South Korea and the United States for responding to what he called Pyongyang's goodwill with hostile acts. Hostile acts is also his term. He spoke a day after Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of leader Kim Jong-un, warned Seoul and Washington over annual joint military drills taking place this week. And South Korea claims the North did not answer routine calls on inter-Korean hotlines on Tuesday. Hong Kong's largest teachers union said it disbanded Tuesday due to the changing political climate as the government continues crackdowns. The Hong Kong government cut ties with the pro-democracy union last week and accused it of spreading anti-Beijing and anti-government sentiment. The professional teachers union is the city's largest single industry trade union with 95,000 members. The closure is the latest fallout from efforts by Hong Kong authorities to stamp out dissent in the city. Over the past 2 years, several political groups and the pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily have ceased operations over concerns they'd be targeted under a sweeping national security law imposed by Beijing last year, following months of anti-government protests that at times descended into violence. Over 100 pro-democracy figures have been arrested under the law. VOA News.